Well, hello. It's Santa Claus. How are you today? Well, it is a blustery day up here in the North Pole. And even though it is springtime here, there is still a blanket of snow that makes everything look a bit like Christmas time. Oh, well, how about where you are? Is it getting warmer? Or are you in a part of the world where it is actually getting colder? Did you know that while some parts of the world are welcoming spring, there are other parts of the world that are right now welcoming fall? Well, speaking of different places and types of weather, I am often asked about whether the elves go on vacation after all the Christmas toy building is done. Well, of course they do. We all look forward to a nice vacation every now and then. Do you have some favorite memories of vacations with your family? Well, my vacations with Mrs. Claus over the years are some of my most cherished memories. You may wonder, where do the elves like to go on vacation? Well, there is a wonderful book written by an author named Kim Ann that is called Where Do Elves Go on Vacation? Would you like to hear it? Oh, and I must tell you, there are some beautiful pictures in this book. While I know that you can't see the pictures right now, one of the most wonderful things about hearing a story is being able to use your imagination to picture what is happening on each page. So as I read this story to you, you might like to close your eyes and envision what you would see. Where do elves go on vacation when their work is done? When Christmas time is over and they want to have some fun? Do they go somewhere tropical where the sun is bright? Do they go somewhere cold where the snow is white? Do they go on safari where the animals are wild? Do they visit a farm where the animals are mild? Do they go to the beach to play in the sand? Do they go to a park with wide open land? Do they go to the mountains where they climb up high? Do they go to a field where hot air balloons fly? Do they go to the forest where they can hike? Do they go somewhere scenic where they can bike? Do they go skiing, sledding, or is it the pool that they choose? Do they go boating or canoeing? Or maybe on a cruise. Maybe someday we will meet one and ask where an elf goes. For now, we only wonder. Only Santa really knows. Isn't that a nice story? Well, maybe you can talk with a grown-up about some of your favorite vacations and memories that you have from those special times. Perhaps there are some special pictures you can look at to remind yourself of your vacation, or maybe even a souvenir. Oh, do you know what the word souvenir means? It's a special item that you get while on a trip. Well, sure, it could be something that you buy in a store, or it could be as simple as a shell that you found on a beach that reminds you of that special vacation. I must go and join Mrs. Claus. We are putting together a toy that will wind up under someone's tree several months from now on Christmas morning. Could it be yours? That we cannot tell you. But before I go, do remember, it's always helpful to talk to a grown-up if you have any questions or if there's ever something you don't understand. I have found that talking to a loved one is always a very helpful thing to do. I will speak with you again very, very soon.